The New York State Legislature on Monday held the first of two hearings on the thousands of COVID-19 deaths among nursing home residents. Questions to Governor Andrew Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, focused on a controversial March 25th directive that required nursing homes to take back COVID-19 patients from hospitals. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Commissioner Zucker began his testimony by repeating the results of a recent study released by the health department. It determined that the virus was actually brought into the homes earlier than previously thought, in late February, by asymptomatic staff and visitors. He points to data that shows the disease peaked in nursing homes on April 8th, but did not reach its high point in hospitals until April 14th, 1 week later.
It is unfortunate, it is sad, but it is true. 98% of nursing homes already had COVID in their nursing homes, and those are the facts.
Critics have said that the study lacks a key data point, though, the number of nursing home residents who died of coronavirus while they were in the hospital. They say without that information, it's not possible to determine whether the report's conclusion is true and if the over 6,500 nursing home deaths reported so far could actually be much higher. Senator James Skoufis, who chairs the Committee on Investigations and Government Operations, asked Dr. Zucker if he could provide those numbers.
Are we talking with the hospital deaths 8,000, 10,000, 15,000?
Zucker answered that he's not ready to do so yet.
I'm not prepared to give you a specific number. We are in the middle of the pandemic, obviously. We always forget about that sometimes. We are looking at all the numbers. We are looking at data. When the data comes in and I have an opportunity to tease through that, then I will be happy to provide that data to you and to the other members of the committee.
Skoufis says he's puzzled that the numbers are not yet available after seeing Zucker participate in several months of daily coronavirus briefings with Governor Cuomo that emphasized their reliance on science and data.
It perplexes me that in an administration that has prided itself, and rightfully so, over these past 5 months for making data-driven decisions, that you don't have this fundamental information.
Senate Health Committee Chair Gustavo Rivera questioned Zucker about the early days of the pandemic, when the health department was reporting the number of nursing home resident deaths due to the virus in the hospital. That policy was later reversed.
There was, at a point at the beginning of the pandemic, patients who were nursing home patients who were admitted to hospitals who died were counted towards the deaths of that nursing home. And then at one point, you stopped doing that. Is that correct? Or incorrect.
Zucker told Rivera that the state stopped counting the nursing home residents who died of the virus in the hospitals because health officials worried that they would mistakenly be counted twice.
The issue here is that someone comes in and the worry is that you will end up counting them twice. You'll count them as nursing home, you'll count them in a hospital.
Rivera was not convinced.
And nobody says that you went into these nursing homes and threw people off a flight of stairs. But we are saying that to be able to, moving forward, if we want to get clear information, we need to get clear information so that we can make better policy. And it seems to me that if the definition that you're insisting on keeping on the books is one that no other state utilizes and that it makes you look better than what y'all did when y'all actually did, that's a problem, bro.
Zucker answered that the administration has been incredibly transparent throughout its reporting on the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans on the committees, who are in the minority parties in both houses, say they're dissatisfied with what they call Zucker's empty testimony. They called on the Democratic majority to allow them to use subpoena powers to get more answers. The hearings continued throughout the day Monday. They'll include a second day of testimony on August 10th. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.